Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Hundreds of thousands of Atlantans have been asked to boil their water for at least another day. This is according to WSB-TV. A boil water advisory went into effect for many parts of the city earlier today. There was reportedly a failure at a pump station this morning. The impacted areas cover most of the city of Atlanta. The Department of Watershed Management has begun testing samples in the areas affected by the advisory. Georgia politicians are remembering former President George H.W. Bush, who was from Texas. The 41st president passed away Friday at the age of 94. In an interview with GPB's Bill Nigut, U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson spoke about how Bush's life's work was centered around helping people.
He's the most caring public official I've ever known. He cared about people. He cared about the results of actions of people. He cared about his country very deeply. Just all those stories are just reflective of what George Herbert Walker Bush was. And it was until the very day he passed away.
A state funeral will be held in Washington, D.C., followed by a memorial service on Thursday in Houston. Bush will be laid to rest next to the late First Lady Barbara Bush and his daughter Robin, who died at the age of 3. Polls open in a little more than 12 hours for the runoff election for 2 statewide offices. Many are wondering if the record voter turnout that happened in the general election will carry over, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
There was a good-sized line at the Bibb County Board of Elections on the last day of early voting Friday. Janetta Watson is the supervisor of elections in Bibb County. She says even though hundreds of people have been casting ballots every day, trying to pin down what the final turnout will be could be tricky.
This is only the second time we've had a runoff from a general election in over 30 years. So I don't know what to expect or what to anticipate, but it's been steady, so I'm assuming that it will be steady at the poll as well.
In the race for Secretary of State, Democrat John Barrow faces Republican Brad Raffensperger. In the Public Service Commission race, Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton faces Democrat Lindy Miller. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Today is Atlanta United Day, thanks to a proclamation this morning by Atlanta City Council. About 100 supporters dressed in black and red filled the council's chambers to celebrate with a popular fan chant.
We are the
Atlanta United hosts the Portland Timbers this Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the MLS Cup. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.